This week on Not Just Another Sex Podcast.
The thing is, nobody give a fuck about our feelings. Like, as a man, I'm just being brutally honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we start crying, we gonna either gonna become a fucking meme or judge. And you can't tell me that's not that.
You like, sassy.
And sassy, yeah, or like that. No, like it's okay to cry. It's okay to go through these pains, but you can't show them. You can't show them to the public. What I learned is you can't give the same pressure to an egg to a rock.
The fact that you sitting on this couch and you think that if a woman rapes you that it doesn't matter means that what I'm doing absolutely has purpose, because that's not true.
It's not true. What I'm saying is same emotions. I'm just saying like it wouldn't be, because
it's not the same.
I lived it. That's why I didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it could feel. And everybody be like, why you complaining? You got some pussy. What you talking about?
Yeah, oh, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I just did it. That's why I don't even talk about it. And so you got the exclusive.
Hey, sugar. You're listening to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. I'm your host, Samaya Burton. I've been a hands-on sexual educator for over 5 years through my company, Sexual Essentials. So I can tell you that being an adult absolutely has its perks. But now let's talk about just how hard adulting really is. Whether you're healing trauma, building healthy relationships, or figuring out how to create your own happiness, the truth is you may feel like you don't know what you're doing, but you're here now, and that's enough.
Welcome back to Not Just Another Sex Podcast. My name is Samaya, and I'm your host. And before we get started with today's episode, we are going to start off with a review. So it says, hey, friend.
Hey.
I've been listening to your podcast since you dropped the first episode. I've watched, listened to you on other episodes. I found other people in the industry based off being on your podcast. I appreciate a space where it tells us how to communicate when we don't necessarily feel sexually satisfied or when we want to try new things. Baby, it's a whole bunch of E's. This communicating in a way that builds him up has been a game changer. Thank you for putting me on to other podcasters in the space. I have new friends to listen to. You are absolutely welcome. Thank you so much for just honestly trusting and trying and giving me a chance. I know that it has been a journey, especially like with my personal experience, like being on other shows and then creating my own show, and just really a whole new level of vulnerability, honesty, and transparency. So I appreciate you guys leaving the reviews, because I'm a person. So like imposter syndrome is real as fuck, and telling your embarrassing stories and your mistakes and like things that sometimes bring you shame and shit like that, and sharing that with people that you don't know necessarily is risky. So every time y'all leave a review and it's personal and it just lets me know that I'm in the right space doing the right thing, which ultimately that's what this entire thing is about. So please don't hesitate. If you have not, please make sure you rate and review the podcast. It means so much. The content costs $0, 0 cents for you to take it in. So just by rating and reviewing it, though, I'm able to get on the charts. And by you sharing it in your group chats, that's more listens and sharing a reel and all that good stuff. But we have an amazing guest for you today. He decided not to wear any pants to the episode.
Yeah. So we had I'm free balling, you know?
Yeah. That is not the case. He has on pants, but
and their camera crew just loved my balls. So it was just like, you know, it was a line. And you know, just didn't want to clash my balls with the couch and the turquoise. You know, so,
the turquoise.
So I'm just chilling. And it's a little cold in here too.
It's a little chilly.
It's a little chilly.
You ain't want nobody in your business.
Nah.
Feel violated.
Nah, I feel violated. You know.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It is really amazing to end my day with you.
Oh, man.
I've already been smiling more than most of the day because you have been.
Hey, I'm here. You know, they had me in a dungeon for like 5 hours.
Don't do that.
So I'm just, you know, I'm just finally just get some fresh air. Oh, God. Oh, is this some water? Oh, wow.
We were talking about orgasms. Oh. You know, it take a while. Please introduce yourself to my followers so that way we can go through this episode.
Okay. Hey, my name is Robbie World. You can find me on everything. if I feel like y'all cool, so y'all can call me just Rob.
Just Rob.
Yeah.
All right. Where did you... I'm going to save it.
Okay.
All right. All right, so you're going to walk through this episode with me today.
Okay.
All right, we start off with the adult tip of the day. The adult tip of the day is because, I don't know about you, but, like, I look up and then, like, we're the adults in the room.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody was to pass out, they'd be like, do you know CPR? Like, that, they turn to you. Like, you look like a real grown-up in the room.
Yeah, let me tell you something. And it happened this year.
Shut up, for real.
I'm going to tell you, no, not the CPR. Realizing
did
that
you know it?
No, realizing that we're the adults now. So, you know, we was sipping a little bit. And, you know, we was chilling, playing spades.
Okay.
And we was just like, damn. We the drunk aunties and uncles now. At the family events now. I'm like, shit. I'm like, fuck.
You got hit with that OG.
Yeah, like, hey, oh. OG. Yeah, cause I was playing. I was killing them too. We was winning back to back undefeated. And it was just like, yeah, like. And I was like, damn. And then people were playing was a little bit older. And we was like, oh, okay. And then we looked at the kids. And it was like, the kid was like, what's up, unk? I'm like, oh shit.
You the OG now.
I'm the OG.
You the OG.
Not yet. Young and old is a mentality.
I heard that. So, well, yeah. we young as fuck. So we're gonna get into this episode. The adult tip of the day is like a 5-minute, my therapist says, some type of tip, some type of think something to so that way within 5 minutes you say, I adulted today. That's all you need. Just a little bit. Break it down.
Okay.
So this one comes from Melissa. I found it today, y'all. I do not want to butcher this young lady's name. Melissa Afield, CSW. I might have butchered. I'll link her below. And it says, what is meant for you will only be available for the version of you that is ready to be a good steward to it. And I think that this is really good because it kind of takes the excuses out of things. Mm-hmm. And just from creative to creative, I think that I think creatives have a whole bunch of passion, and I think that you can find an excuse if you want to. But also as a creative, I think that you have to like really transform for certain things to come to you. Otherwise you'll live in this space of like expecting or feeling like, oh, I deserve this or I deserve that, especially when it comes to like your gifts. And you know, like we just real, you know what Erykah Badu say, you know, I'm an artist, so I'm sensitive about my shit.
Yeah.
But I think there's a level of accountability that comes with what's meant for you is not going to come to you until you're deserving of that shit. Like until you've done the work, until you've, you know, really changed. And I know recently you've had some changes in your life that we're going to get into, but I would love to hear your take on that.
On that quote, I'm more not gentle. So like,
be yourself.
So
please.
Like when, so when I hear that, like, okay, the quote was,
you want me to read it one more time?
Yeah, read it one more time.
All right. It was, what is meant for you?
What is meant for you?
Will only be available for the version of you that is ready to be a good steward to it.
Yes.
All right.
But it's something missing. You got to aim to be that person. That person just don't happen. It just don't grow without putting water on it, without feeding it, without, you know, like actually nurturing it. So that's one thing that they miss. Like, I agree, but some people might just say, oh, I'll just wait until my time and it's not meant for me. No. Still go at it.
Yeah.
Still grind. Still, like, you know, still work towards it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a firm believer in, like, you can outwork the most talented person in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because, I'm telling you, like, work beats talent every day.
Yeah, discipline, you know what I'm saying? And consistency and all that.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? So when people just wait for their time to come, yeah, it may not happen right now, but it just don't mean, oh, don't try again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like saying, like, oh, I won't get famous today. Okay, try tomorrow. Okay, that don't happen. Try again the next day. You got to keep trying. You know what I'm saying? And then you learn from your mistakes, of course. That's when you evolve. People are afraid to fail. People are afraid to, all right. Oh, man, I did this. I failed at it, and I just don't want to do it no more.
Yeah.
And it's not meant for me. No, like, learn from, okay, why did you fail? Why did you didn't get to your goal that you wanted? You know what I'm saying? And then learn from that and then just keep elevating, doing it again. Learn from your mistakes, doing it again. And then even when you get to that goal, set a bigger goal.
Yeah.
Because it just don't stop.
What's crazy is this entire episode, you guys, is definitely coming from like a creative's point of view. Mm-hmm. And I say that because, you know, a lot of people will look at you and be like, okay, like it's Robbie's world. Like, you know, like, oh, he popping, he does this. And not that you're not, but, one of my favorite things to do is like getting the mind of a creative, because there is so much that people don't see before we get to this point, before you see this show, before you see the good lights, before you see the good cover, you know, all those things. There's very so good many. Cover. There's so many things that people don't see. And, you know, we're going to come back to this because I do want to talk about a couple of times when maybe your purpose did hurt, or, you know, becoming the person that you needed to be. Because I know, like, for me, I had to battle with, like, feeling like, oh, I deserve this, or I've done the work to get this. But you can't tell nobody what you deserve when it's talking about their dream and their purpose and their shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, like, an opportunity that you deserve. You know, that's not even real. But, like, this, if I had got all these things now, if I had this show a couple years ago, if I had the content house a couple years ago or things like that, I would have fumbled that shit. Yeah. Like, I would not have been prepared. And so, like, I'm definitely learning some humility when it comes to just really trusting the process, because it's like, if it was my way, it wouldn't be as beautiful as it is now, you know? So, but that's the adult tip of the day. And now we're going to move on to Twitter Talk. Twitter Talk is where we pay homage to Black Twitter, because even though it ain't even Twitter no more.
I had to delete Twitter.
I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't even use Twitter, but guess what? It's still all referred to as Black Twitter. It's really paying homage to the culture, because at the end of the day, you go on Instagram and guess what? You looking at tweets because people screenshot, sure, you know, then you got threads. It's the influence. And, you know, we really are like the vessel for the culture. You know, we going to make it, we going to make something that's terrible funny. We going to inform people, because a lot of people can't really handle the news. That should be sad as fuck. But we get the facts and a lot of things. Now, don't forget to fact check. All right. But we get a lot of things that we need from Black Twitter and the culture. So, this one is because of what you do, because of your show. And
every day is Friday.
Every day is Friday, the podcast. And because of that, and definitely like being in entertainment, do you think that, how do you think that what you do has jaded you when it comes to, or do you think that it ever has jaded you when it comes to like love, dating, or like these concepts? Because now you're getting an inside scoop or talking to people and kind of seeing how people act and react. And like, you get to play into some of like the messiness, but also you have real conversations with people. So what are some things that you've observed? Because, you know, it seems almost like everything is like men versus women. Like, it don't feel like men really like women no more. It doesn't feel like women really like men anymore. It just almost seems like,
it just feels, you know? So this is my opinion. So anything, it's my opinion. So that means, opinion means what I personally think, and it has nothing to do with facts. You know what I'm saying?
It's the disclaimer.
So you got to say that, because they'll say, oh, he said this. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
From your perspective.
This is my perspective.
Yeah, this entire episode. So, your perspective. For
okay.
Sure.
So the question is, so what was the question? Give me the question again.
How do you think being in this space, sorry, moved away from the mic. How do you feel that being in this space in entertainment and podcasting, and the position that your show takes, which is kind of like more the messiness or the clowning and shit like that. How does has that affected how you view love and dating and shit?
Well, we do our podcast purely out of entertainment and just fun. You know what I'm saying? We try not to be like other podcasts where they bash women and stuff like that. No, like, we literally say, hey, are you comfortable? Like, let us know what you don't want to talk about. Let us know what you want us to take out too. Like, we really like, I'm a man. I love women. So I can't spend a day without a woman in my sight. That's just me. I respect women. I was raised by my two aunties and my grandma in one household with one bathroom. So I respect women. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's just we're human. Sometimes we have fucked up stories, and sometimes, you know, it's just fun to hear. It's just entertainment. Cause like, what people, when I create content or when I put out content, I put out stuff that people are already thinking about, but they're just afraid to say it. They're just afraid to like, okay, like, like they can't afraid to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I just feel like that's just fucked up, because if you don't talk about it, then what is there to talk about? Like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
You're acting, everybody's pretty much acting the same way, a certain way, when it's like, nah, it might be a little messy, or it might be more entertaining, or maybe not the way that you would have delivered it, but there's clearly people want to hear it.
It's always an audience for an audience. You know what I'm saying? It's always something that an audience want to look at. And just because you don't like it, or you or a certain person don't agree with it, doesn't mean other people don't want to look at it. And be entertained by, because at the end of the day, this is entertainment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? This is not like, we're not at the fucking White House doing a podcast talking about, joking about taxes and shit that fucking matter. You know what I'm saying?
That shit don't matter either. Fuck
yeah.
That.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, but like, yeah, I always live by this. If it's not increasing or decreasing my pockets, I don't give a fuck about it. And that's just my motto. Yeah.
Do you think, are you dating now?
Yeah, I'm dating. So, okay. Let's get back to how it's fake dating. So
yeah, I want to know how this affects dating.
So content creating, right? It was hard dating before I found my girl that I'm with now.
And why?
Because you never know who's really for you. Okay. So it's like, you ever see like why celebrities date other celebrities? Because it's like a celebrity understands what you go through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or understands like the day to day time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be around a lot of people,
a lot of more women.
You know what I'm saying? And not saying you can't date somebody that's not in entertainment, because that's why I keep my relationship private. But in the past, it would just be like, okay, somebody was just trying to get to the next level, and dating wise, you know what I'm saying? Just like, or they just see this,
this person. Opportunity type shit.
Yeah. And then sometimes, like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, sometimes it'll just be like, okay, we're just gonna have sex. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, like 2-3 years ago. I was about to say 2-3 months ago.
Like, he was like, hold on, babe.
Well, you know what I'm saying? 2-3 years ago, like, you know, a year ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, hey, like, we're just gonna have casual sex. With consent, of course. You know, you gotta say that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's just, but then it's just like, you know, it just feels like nothing at the end. You know what I'm saying? I was just tired of that.
Yeah.
I was just tired of that. Like, okay, like, you really don't know who I am. You really don't even care about my ideas. You know,
you started developing boundaries.
Yeah. So, you know, like, when you dating in this industry, I wouldn't say it's, it's hard to date as a successful person.
Period. I absolutely agree. Yeah. I absolutely
women agree. And men, it's hard to date for stuff because you never know truly what their intentions is. And by the grace of God, I'm dating somebody that was in my high school. So they know, and they don't be on social media like that. Yeah. They only know they don't know Robbie World. They know Robert Dean.
Yeah.
That's who she know. And that's who I give 100%. She's learning Robbie World now. And she understands, like, this is what I do. This is my love. This is my passion. You know what I'm saying? And I told her this. I was like, look, because she got a kid. And I don't have no problem dating women with kids. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I always love when a woman know how to take care of their kids. Now, if they got a lot of kids and they not taking care of them, like being a mother, then that's when it's like, yeah, I don't want to date, you know. But if I see you actually trying to be a good mom or seeing, you know what I'm saying, then that makes me even fall in love even more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that being said, I told her this example. I was like, hey, look, this, like, I always going to say this. Like, I know your kid gonna be number one in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, it's always
should be.
It should, as it should be. And I have no problem with that. I know that you're gonna put your daughter above me, like 100%. And I'm totally fine with that. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool. That's great. But just how that's your baby, this business that I created, this entertainment that I created, this entity that I created, that's number one in my life.
Yeah.
So you gotta, and that's my baby. So you're gonna have to give me the same respect like that. And she do.
I love that.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's difficult dating from being successful. I guess the question that I always be wanting to know, like, and it's not necessarily for you to answer, but I always wonder, like, can people feel when that energy is not authentic, or when it's not genuine, because it's like, or are people lonely? And I know, like, success is such a lonely road that it's like,
so one of those things, the cure for loneliness is Jesus. I'll tell you that. Like, I was on that road where it was just like, I have nowhere else to go but God, and you gotta get right with whoever you believe in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Spirituality, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you who I believe in.
Yeah.
But whoever you believe in, better get right with them, her, she, he. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever it is.
You got to get right with them because, like, it's going to be some roles where it's just going to be you and that entity, that God, Jesus, God. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be that time where you're going to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to be, like, it's been times where, like, I'm going to this big event and I just start busting out crying because I feel lonely. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have, like, I don't have nobody, you know, like, that's seeing, like, okay, they seeing the Instagram, they seeing the lights, they seeing the women, whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, okay, that's cool, but you're not going on. Like last year, my granddad, found out it was a scare, but we had a cancer scare.
Okay.
So I had to, like, put that in my mind and worry about my family and stuff like that. And, you know what I'm saying, while entertaining. Yeah. So people
and
don't.
Being a comedian at that.
Yeah, and then, like I tell people, I don't even like being called a comedian. I'm a creator.
Okay.
I love to create. Okay. So it just happened to be funny. Like, I'm naturally an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm creating.
But I'm creating. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I definitely want to transition into more of your story. And I know I'm pulling because I know certain things. So it's I'm trying to pull it all together for them. But I would love to for you to share how you got started with, of course, with Robbie's World and letting us know that it wasn't even intended to be.
Okay.
Right. You know, and how you got started with.
So how I got started with Robbie World. Okay. I was sick from cancer. This was back in 2013, around that time.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends told me, get on Vine. And I started off doing music videos, by the way. So I used to be quiet. Like, even like the hood niggas be like, you're just so quiet. I'd be working. I'd be like, I don't want to shoot this. I literally had like 100 guns. Pointed at me one time. Like, do you ever seen the memes? It really be like that. Okay, like 100 guns and you just, and I'm not even scared. I'm just like, bro, I'm just trying to get this money. You know what I'm saying?
Edit this, cool. Put it out. Come on.
Yeah. And some videos be ass. Some music be ass. I was just like, all right, yeah, okay, cool. But so I got cancer. A couple of my friends told me about this app called Vine. I was like, all right, cool. I'm finna go on there and just express how I feel. So then when I started doing it, it was just like picking up. And then, you know, my grandma had cancer while I had cancer. So then it was just going through depression and stuff like that. So after, a month before my remission, my grandma passed. And this is the grandma who I was, you know, living with my granddad and all that. And my aunties. So, So I just said, you know, fuck it. I'm just finna just do this full time. This is what makes me happy. So I'm finna just do this. Cause when I was looked at the family, I was just the nigga at the house shooting videos. Like, they didn't see, you know what I'm saying? They didn't see what I was trying to do. I seen what I was trying to do. I just never knew how I was going to do it.
So you think like Vine really, like the short videos pretty much on the internet changed everything?
It changed what I liked to do, but like what changed, it's always evolving. So I switched to Instagram right after my remission. We switched to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Then it just kept going, like YouTube and Facebook and Snapchat, and it's always keep evolving as a creator. You know what I'm saying?
You really got on at the beginning of like this whole social media. Back then, Instagram was just doing pictures.
Yeah. So yeah, Instagram was just doing pictures, but like we was there when they released the video. And I hate saying like I'm sounding like an OG. I just like one of my closest friends, he always tell me, he was like, damn, you know how to adapt. You mm-hmm. always gonna be relevant. God damn it. Like people know me for going viral for so many stuff. Like, I used to have this catchphrase called gotta go. That's how I went viral. That changed like my life.
Okay.
Gotta go. Then I started doing the toxic, you know, your love is toxic mm-hmm. with the song on TikTok. I realized that TikTok was the new wave. I said, okay, let me just create some content for TikTok and see how I do that. Then earlier this year, I did some content where it was just like, and this is me having fun. Like, everything is always about me having fun. It was like, wow, this is amazing. So me and my friend 50 will just it was just, I ain't gonna lie. So that's one of my most vulgar content. Like, I'll cuss, but that's how I just, you know, just like, wow, this is amazing. This bitch really fucking G. Like, I'll just say some crazy shit because, like, that would first come out my mind. And second, I know people will comment. Okay, one thing I learned how to do from the social media stuff is that reactions make money. The more you react, or the more you give the more you try to make people react, the more actions that they do. Mm-hmm. More comments, more likes, more shares. Because bad news travel more than good news.
Absolutely does.
So that's why some people, when they talk like this to me, they like, damn, like, oh, you not even, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? The smartest person in the room.
I'm working the system.
Yeah. Yeah. The smartest person in the room not going to tell you they're the smartest person in the room. So, yeah. So we did that. Then now I'm recognized from doing the gotcha with the umbrella pranks and stuff.
Yeah.
Even before then, I was doing this thing, like, teach you how to, show me how to ride. It was like a pony. And the girl, they, like, showed me how to ride, like, sexually. But I'd be like, really like a pony.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, it's all about just evolving. And next year, it may be something different. Or maybe I'll still be doing the gotcha umbrellas. Or maybe I'll do something else. I just want to have fun.
You know what's so crazy is that, like, and we were talking about this earlier, just like some of the things that men are getting into that women have been into for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always interested, like whenever I bring a guy on the show, to talk about the same things that I'm talking about with the women, which is like self-care, healing, our hair, yeah, and shit like that. And like we were talking about like you locking up and just like, you know, men are really going through this whole hair journey. But when I listen to you talk about like the story with your grandmother, mm-hmm, I know that men and women communicate differently, but mm-hmm, ultimately like that making videos was a version of self-care, yeah, for you. And I really want to go back to just ask some questions, because like I don't think that men and women realize how similar that we are. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, women have had community because we've had to, like we've had to be there for each other, but men are just now getting into this space where they're like, okay, I want to take care of myself. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, especially if you have a health scare or something like, yeah, that. And, you know, I don't even think y'all realize all the time, like when you are doing healing things, such as like going to the barbershop, mm-hmm, or like you said, like, okay, I created some shit and, mm-hmm, it was kind of stupid, but it made me happy. Yeah. Like everything is not always, just like we say, like everything I wear is not for men. This makeup, this face, this is not for men. But a lot of the things that men create, when we be like, oh, that's stupid or that's silly, or like, mm-hmm, why you gotta play the game every night or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's their versions of self-care, or where they like are able to cut off their mind.
For the record, I don't even play games. I haven't played games in like literally like, damn, like 10 years.
I'm about to go ahead and age yourself.
10 years. Like 10 years, like, yeah, like I haven't, like, I owned a system and I play here and there, but not like seriously, like, okay, I'm gonna go home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like what I love to do is this.
But you play with creating, yeah, and I think that what I'm always inquisitive about is like how people are finding themselves. And I think what's interesting to me is that I'm not your ultimate target market. I just heard your story the other day and it intrigued me. And I was like, I would love to talk to him more, because it's like I can recognize when somebody is finding themselves and they're changing. And like you said, your ability to adapt, that's interesting to me. Oh, yeah. Because as a creative, we get so addicted and like so, not even addicted, we get so stuck to our work. You know what I mean? Like we want to hold on to it. And I think like, we need to sometimes spend more time with it or do it for ourselves before we give it to the world. Because once you give it to the world, that's it, you, yeah, know? But I want to know, what has creating healed for you? Has it numbed the pain, or has it numbed like some of the loneliness, or has it cured things?
So creating has eased the pain.
Mm. What pain do you feel?
What pain do I feel? Regret.
From?
My auntie passing.
Okay.
It was like my mom. Shit, that's why I'm probably famous now, or whatever. She was right after my grandma passed. That was hard, but like I grieved and worked harder. But yeah, she was the only person that out of everybody at the time was like, "Yo, keep going, keep pushing." But I remember she was on dialysis, and I had this opportunity. This is my first time having like opportunity. Like I moved out. I was like, damn, I moved out. Like I did some shit. Like in my family, like, what the fuck you like? How are you making money? Yeah. I moved out. She was like, I had an opportunity to move to Miami. And this one, 3 months, just me getting my own place. I'm young. I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm finna just go. Like, come on. Yeah. But I asked my auntie. She was like, and she was on the bed. I remember. I had got some JR crickets. That's why I love JR crickets. I had got some JR crickets because they wouldn't let her eat in the hospital. So I got some JR crickets. We were just having a conversation. She was like, you know, if you want to go, go, you know, follow your dream. And that's the last time I like seen her, you know, and then like 2 months me moving to Miami, she passed. And yeah, I just wish I would have not moved.
Do you think that not moving isn't necessarily going to change the outcome, but do you think that
it wouldn't have changed the outcome, but I would have had more time with her?
So do you think that it's one of those things, like if I could do it over again, or is it one of those things like, damn, I just wish I had more time? Because one of the things about regret is that there is some guilt attached to that. And so I guess I'm wondering, do you think you made the wrong decision, or do you just miss her? Because I don't want to listen to someone that has a good heart and somebody who is doing something amazing, and you think that it's your fault or that you hold.
I always think it's my fault,
and that's not true.
I got over it. Let me say something. I got over it. I went to therapy.
Okay, a little therapy.
Yeah, I went to therapy. So I'm healed. Just because I'm healed don't mean I don't got scars.
You know what's crazy? Ain't even no such thing as healed, bro. Like, it is. That shit.
No, it is. Let me tell you something. This is what my dad, my dad, he's my number one. Like, he the first. Well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
In the next.
Put a pin there. We're gonna put a pin there.
Put it there. Okay. But my dad, he taught me that the pain don't get better. You just get stronger. And that's what I pray. I pray for strength. And I just got stronger. The pain's still there. It's just, I'm growing around it. And, you know, like, and it's always going to be there. Like my other auntie, she's the youngest auntie, who we all stay together. So, like, that's why I treat her like, you know, like a queen now. Cause you know, that was her sister. And we were just talking yesterday. Like, it's just a blessing. Like, I was literally just asking the, I always cuss. So I was like, I was literally asking the motherfucker for gas money, like 10 years ago, you know, and now I'm able to like, okay, like y'all, you want a TV, a big ass TV for your living room now, you know what I'm saying? And then you want this for the family, you want to cook food, how much is it? Like, I'm able to contribute rent. Okay, here you go. Like, and it feels good. I just wish that my auntie, I know she can see it, but I wish she was just here to experience it.
I understand that.
And it's just like, cause that was my round. That was my dog. That was like, I didn't need nobody else in this world.
Yeah.
That was my dog.
And it's never for me to tell you how to feel. I always just worry though when I see black men and the things that they hold. And I know, like, you know, me being a black woman, like, things are heavy. And it's not to compare our journeys, but it's like really to try to be there and be an ally, because it's like, I don't really know what y'all going through. And but I do know, I don't think the world has equipped y'all to like to process y'all feelings the same versus like, I feel like y'all have been taught to like be angry or be happy. Like,
the thing is, nobody give a fuck about our feelings. Like, as a man, I'm just being brutally honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we start crying, we're either gonna become a fucking meme. Or judge, and you can't tell me that's not fact.
Or you like, sassy.
And or, sassy yeah. or like that. No, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's okay. Like, that's okay to cry. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to go through these pains, but you can't show them. You can't show them to the public. You can't show them to other people because other people don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I tell somebody this. Somebody might be crying about a breakup. Somebody may be talking about death. Two different things, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But some people might not cry over a breakup, and some people might just ball out cry over a breakup. What I learned is you can't give the same pressure to an egg to a rock. Meaning, like, if you put a table over a rock, it won't crack. But if you put a table over an egg, it will crack. Same pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you feel different.
So, as a man, in my opinion, you gotta stay strong. You have to be strong. And it's okay. And I know you hear like, oh, it's okay to not be, you don't gotta be the strongest, but
when it comes down to the actions, that's not really what people
are showing. It's not like, no. You have to be the strongest. We're designed for that. I'm sorry. I'm a firm believer of that. That's my opinion. It's not sexist. It's not whatever, but it's just like, okay. Like, yeah. And it's okay to crack up. Like, crack up, cry, all that stuff. Cool. And I've done that plenty of times. People know I cry. I don't give a fuck. But I'm still going to, like, I'm going to overcome it. Like, one thing I do not believe in, crying over a situation for a long period of time.
Not moving on.
Yeah. Like, you might catch me 1 hour. I'm just like, man, fuck. And I'm like, all right, I got to do this. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like that. But my dad trained me. He's military trained. Mm. So he mentally made me, like, emotional. Like, he made me in touch with my emotions, but he made me how to be emotionally intelligent.
I think it's always important when I bring men on to ask them about mm-hmm. their journeys, because I can talk to women easier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're equipped with those things. Like, people talk to them. So they're more comfortable with talking. And I've brought on different creatives that are men. And it's like, sometimes the conversation moves a little slower, or mm-hmm. I have to ask more questions to make sure I understand, to make sure I'm being present for them. But I think it's important because y'all are going through the same shit as us, and you guys aren't equipped with the exact same tools. Like, you were given one set of tools, and then I was given a set of tools, right?
Exactly.
And I can't be the best woman I can be without men's help, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't think that men can be the best men that they could be without women's help.
Absolutely.
Like, their stories and different things like that. And I have a son. So, like, I see men totally different now. And I'm very aware that we have done men a certain disservice and not like we as in like me specifically or anything, but just like us, just like the world has done a disservice to women. But that's mm-hmm. not the conversation today. A disservice by not letting men show their emotions, or we say like, oh, you should cry and be emotional and things like that, like when we grown and mm-hmm. we want like a man. But then like when your child is like 8 and he start crying, you like, boys don't cry over that. Like, you can't mm-hmm. have it both ways. But mm-hmm. What I do find is that creatives kind of speak the same language, because there are feelings that you feel and there are things that people don't see mm-hmm. when you are trying to make this dream work, that literally it's not about the money. There's a lot of things that money can't solve when it comes to this creative shit. And it's like,
let me tell you something.
It come
before,
and go.
I'm gonna tell this. Before you become a creative or anything you want to do, the money is just a side effect of what you love to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it like that. If you're in it for the money, you might as well go get a fucking job.
You're going to have some issues. Yeah. And it's so crazy, because doing this creative thing, whatever it is, mm-hmm. whatever this is, it's the only thing that makes me want to live. It's the only thing that actually gives medicine to my traumas. Like, I have mm-hmm. a dark childhood. Like, I come from molestation and like parental trauma and,
same.
You know, and it's so difficult, because like sometimes you can't sit with that in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow I pick up this camera, or I pick up this space, or I hear somebody's dream and I'm able to help them create it. I feel none of those things. Like, those things don't even exist at that time. And it makes me want to thrive. It makes me want to do more of it. And what's so crazy is I feel more rich than I ever have been. And like, even in doing this content house, I lost my permanent home in doing this. And I still would not do shit any different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because it makes me feel whole, versus when I had And I'm not saying money ain't good, because money's great.
Money's
always welcome. But, you know, a lot of people just don't understand, like, the things that you go through when you're alone and some of the validation that you're not getting, or, like, even being, and being behind the scenes is one thing, but also being talent is another thing, mm-hmm. because it's like you're expected to show up in a certain energy when that may not be how you feel inside yeah. right now. So I would love to know more about balancing your emotions, like, through this creative thing.
So, if you talk to my team, I'm full of emotions. So, like,
you said you're a cancer man.
But the only thing is that they only know my emotions because mm-hmm. they know me. Because some days I might just be like, man, fuck everybody. Like, let's get this work in. Whoop de whoop de whoop. Or if I'm pissed off, like, they know when I'm pissed off. Or if I don't like, I go off energy too. So, yeah. like, if somebody that I'm working with, like, I ain't gonna say, okay. I'm going to just say it. We was working with somebody the other day, and my friend, and she know my energy, like, she like, we damn near brother and sister. She knew my energy, and she was like, yeah, what's wrong? And then I was like, yeah, this dude, you know, I don't know. Like, it's nothing. He didn't do nothing wrong. It's just his energy's off.
I don't care for his energy.
Yeah, his energy's off, and it's just like, I don't fuck with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's just me. And I told her, like, just be careful. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do, but just...
For some reason, I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, and but I'm like that about a lot of people. So it's just like, in the end of the day, it's cool. Like, what makes me happy is like seeing my team win. Like,
I feel that.
Like,
I feel that.
Bro, like, let me tell you. So, me and my friend T Money, he started off as like the young nigga that was just in the group and just like, oh, he, you know, he don't know what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he stick with me through the bullshit, through when my car got repossessed. He was there in his Toyota, driving me everywhere where I needed to go. We was making missions. We was grinding. Like, he was there when the window was blowed out, my granddad Lincoln, and we just had tape to cover it. We couldn't even afford another fucking window. He was there with me grinding. And I told him before we even made it, I was like, bro, you hit 100K on Instagram, I'll give you some Gucci. Like, back then, this when Future came out with the Gucci flip-flops, I said, bro, I'll buy you some Gucci flip-flops, bro. Like, on me. Whatever. So, he finally hit 100K, like, a month ago, and we went to Gucci, and I just went and got him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because that's what friends do. That's what you need, you know what I'm saying? Just seeing him just succeed, you know what I'm saying? And seeing my team just succeed. Like I love, like, people always hate to see other people do better than them. And I'm the type of person, like, look, I'm competitive, but when it's my team, we winning. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if my, like, and you can ask my team, like, they always put me in the leader role. I said, I really don't like that shit. Cause I'm a team player. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, oh, like, I think, Brandon, was you there? When we was at the Super Bowl and somebody was like, yeah, you, cause I think they was having a Super Bowl party.
Uh-huh.
So then Teddy, got like a little stuff for the party, but I was like, nah, we need to go big. You know what I'm saying? We need to get the balloons. So I said, okay, fuck it. I'm finna just go get it. So then they was like, oh man, he the boss. I was like, nah, I'm a team player.
But you curate energy and like, I can feel the empathy coming yeah. from you. Like you show up and you're present. And I think that makes you uniquely equipped to mm-hmm. listen to others. Really, that's what leadership is listening to all the people and helping them like coexist within good energy.
I'm just, you look, know, let me say, I'm just a nigga that love to make content. I just, you know what I'm saying? I just love to grind and like, and I wouldn't be shit without my team or my support mentally, financially, physically. Like,
they become family for sure.
Family. They are family.
I've always said that, you know, people like, how much you trying to make? First of all, I ain't gonna never limit what the universe got for me. But I want people to work with me and be like, no, I make six figures off working with Samaya. Like, that's the kind of shit that I dream about.
And let me tell you what, that's the secret. Let me tell you what the secret is.
Give me the sauce.
How I work with so many women.
Yeah.
Because people be like, damn, you work with a lot of women. You be smashed. I'm like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you be surprised. This is like, I'm dead serious. Like, girls think you be smashing. Like, nah. Cause I'd rather say I respect them. I respect them, but that's how like people love to work with me. Cause I'd rather say I made money with that person than I fucked that person.
Yeah. And you know what's so crazy is that I definitely see, I don't even know you that long, but what I really loved, our first interaction was, because, you know, we produced the show for Tiffany. And your first comment was, hey, I'd love to be a guest. First of all, that is so fucking support. Like, I love Tiffany, and she deserves everything that is coming. Let me tell you something.
Shout out to Tiffany. Tiffany.
Absolutely.
We met, I think we DM'd each other. I forgot who DM'd first, but we worked. And it was just great energy. It was great energy. Met some unbelievable people through her, who I'm still close to today. And she just, you know, talent, just recognized talent. You know what I'm saying?
I just love the fact that you were willing to just be like, you know, because sometimes it's like you start something new and it's like, damn, who go? Because, you know, when podcasts start, like, it take a while for them to get traction. Yeah. No matter who you are, you start something new, it's like you need that traction.
Yeah.
You volunteering your traction and your likeness and your name to her, like, that is supportive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's so supportive. Like, I loved that.
I support my, let me tell you something. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. That's how you gotta do it. That's the code. You know what I'm saying? And I'll do it to my best of my ability. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Just anybody. Like, even if it was my close friends, if my friend V wanted to start the podcast, oh yeah, we gonna do it. Like, if you want to fucking sell hair, okay, I'm gonna buy my girl some hair, even though she, you know, she got a little cut. You know,
baby, but, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always, you always gotta. Let me tell you one thing.
You gotta support while you got the fucking opportunity.
You gotta support where I got. You gotta support where I got the money. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I be telling all my people, I be like, better give me Walmart.
Cause shit change.
Cause, you know, I put money away and I don't touch that. But, you know, you gotta get me while the debit card is unlimited. So, one thing that me and my friend, shout out to Julian, he's like my brother. I was just with him in Vegas the other day.
Okay, turn up.
Shout out to Julian. He don't do content. He's actually a race car driver.
Okay.
So,
You went to the
F1 in
Vegas.
Oh, my
goodness.
It was great. Yeah. I'm going to show you a video. But I'll slogan, right? And we probably going to get some change made. You got to keep the bread in the circle.
Yeah.
That's the motto.
Yeah.
So if you see your team, like, something like sometimes supporting your friends, supporting your teammates, supporting is more valuable than just giving them some money. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll show somebody, like, okay, this is how you should do it. Or, like, okay, let's do this. Like, all right, let's record like this. Like, I tell everybody,
let's,
like,
set it up. Let's funnel this.
But the thing is, if you don't take my advice, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm the type of person, if you don't take my advice, I'm not going, all right, cool. Like, do what you gotta
do.
You got it. But don't say I didn't tell you, because this is what I'm gonna do. Like, I always tell my people that, you know what I'm saying?
It's so crazy because, I feel seen. Every time I talk to a creative, I feel seen because I'm like, damn, they done been through the same shit. Like,
let me tell you something. Somebody I listened to, Seth Rogen is like one of my favorite directors and favorite purposes. Okay. He said this. He was like, if you try, you might make it. You might just make it. But if you don't try, you definitely will not. So
logic.
So that's just one of those things, like, go for it, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be a lot of risk. Like, I risked a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
I am with you. I when it comes to, like, this creating thing, I've been learning a lot. I also had to learn boundaries because I'm such a giver, you know? And so, this year, you know, I've shared for most of this year, I've been homeless. So what was crazy for me is I'm like you, if I have the money, I'm going to support you. So, like, a couple people that I had worked with in the past came out with, like, new lines of things and stuff like that. So, like, while I had some cash, I was like, oh yeah, let me buy this. Like, I could wear this, like, this little hat, whatever. And recently somebody had an event that they told me, I'm talking about months in advance. And they were like, you know, if you don't come to this event, we're not friends anymore. And, you know, you kind of take that with a grain of salt and you go about it and you plan on making it, like, you want to go anyway. So it's, like, not a big deal. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. And I'm not trying to be funny, but you know how much production costs and you have, like, to be clear, but able to make that.
And that's one thing too. Like, some people take that with a grain of salt. It's like, yo, like, your friends and your supporters are not going to support you 100% of the time. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to be there all the time. Shit do happen. They do got lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told all my friends, I said, look, I'm prepared for everybody to turn on me. I'm prepared. Like, I'm mentally, physically prepared, because, like, I can do this on my own.
I'm gonna say you gotta be prepared.
If he don't show up to work,
BJ gonna catch this right hook.
No, but I'm just saying, but you gotta be prepared. You gotta be prepared to press record and record yourself. That's how I am. Like, if I'm filming, I don't got my cameraman on show. We shooting something.
It's so crazy, because I told Brandon, I said, Brandon, show me how to do this. Yeah. Show me how to do this. So he finally set up a set in my room, so that way I can shoot, like, within my limits and teach me how to do things myself. And, you know, one, I think that it creates a lot of empathy for the people that you work with, making sure that you can see them, because that shit hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, the editing. He taught me how to edit a video, and I lost that shit the next morning. Let me tell you, I almost passed out. I was like, this is not my purpose, so I can't handle the consequences and shit that come with that purpose.
But let me tell you something. I almost died. If you had an interview with Drake right now, life-changing opportunity, right? Nobody's here. You just got the three cameras. So you saying you not gonna record it?
That, you know, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, then. You gonna
know that's not what I'm saying. Look, one thing my dad
always taught me, figure the shit out.
You gotta
figure it out.
You know, I blew up off some phone videos.
I was thinking
teaching dick sucking from the iPhone. Pixels was crazy.
Yeah, so you gotta like, that's one thing in life, is people who figure it out and people who don't figure it out.
Yeah.
Or people who wanna figure it out and people who don't wanna figure it out.
Yeah.
People will always dwell on a problem for months, years, decades. And still not like, okay.
It's so easy to be a victim of your own life.
Yeah, you can't be a victim. Like, that's one thing. You can play victim for 2-3 seconds, but you got to get up and put some water up and get to work.
I do have a question.
What's that?
Being like, with your background and just what you were sharing about a background of, like, molestation and some dark things and things like that. And then now you're in entertainment, where you do have access to a lot of women and a lot of things that have been over-sexualized. How have you seen it show up in your sex life? Or have there been any struggles before, like, your awareness of now? But I would definitely want to know, before your partner. Let's just say before your partner, and maybe, you know. But I want to know about that.
So, I'm going to be real. So,
please do.
Everybody have a little hoe days. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always the type of person, if you're not down, I'll be like, all right. You know, like, it is what it is. I don't never force myself. I don't never, like, this, that, and the third. And then sometimes I don't, what people see, I don't black or quote unquote blackball. Like, if you don't want to have sex with me, okay, cool. Yeah, that doesn't mean we can still work, or we can't still this. Like, nah. Like, or work with somebody else. I don't do that shit. Like, that shit's.
What does, where was your, like, sexual trauma? Was that with the woman or was that with the man?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't with no man.
It wasn't with no man.
But
it's
it was just like
no, you don't have to talk about that if you don't want to. But I do want to talk about sex.
What I learned from that is how to treat a woman, how to be loved, how to, you know what I'm saying? Because like I told you, same pressure from an egg to a rock.
Yeah.
Like, if a, and this is my opinion. So like. So, it's like saying this, like, if, and this from my opinion, if you said you got raped by a man, like, yesterday, we'll be concerned, we'll try to protect you, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, we'll try to find them, your family gonna go crazy.
No, my family are, they're the kid touchers, so.
Oh, wow. No, okay. Well, your friends will be.
My friends, they some murderers. They some gangsters.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, if I come out and say, yesterday I got raped by a woman, that's not going to, like, ring no alarm. That's going to be like, oh.
That is absolutely. You know how, you want to, you know what's so crazy? And I, this is,
and that's my opinion. Like,
No. That's your story. That's your truth. Yeah. That is not even your opinion. That is your motherfucking truth. You stand on that shit.
Yeah.
What I will say is, it's not right. That is not right.
It's not right.
And I'm not saying that it's everybody. Of course, we never saying something is everybody. Mm-hmm. But what I hate about that shit is I have a son. And I am very clear that that's some fucking bullshit. Because if anybody put their hands on my child, you out of here.
Yeah.
You fucking out of here. And really, me being triggered like into this whole sex education thing and all this other shit really came from me having my child. It was right then that I realized that everybody had me fucked up. Like, that shit triggered the fuck out of me. And I realized, no, you're not supposed to do this to a child. This is not how you treat a child. Like, that's really what propelled me into motherhood. I changed my entire life 6 years ago for my child. Mm-hmm. Like, I am not in the marriage that I was in. I refuse to accept anything less. And I gamble. Now I gamble. I take risks. And, you know, I would say I took a risk with this and lost it all. But really, I took a risk and I gained my entire self. Really proving that I can do whatever. Like, yo, this shit is dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's creating conversations and it's giving people a voice, because the fact that you sitting on this couch and you think that if a woman rapes you that it doesn't matter means that what I'm doing absolutely has purpose, because that's not true.
It's not true.
That's not true.
I'm saying, what I'm saying is same emotions. I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't be, because
it's not the same.
I lived it. That's why I didn't say nothing, you know, those years, because it was just like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's how it could feel. And everybody be like, why you complaining? You got some pussy. What you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I just did it. That's why I don't even talk about it. And so you got the exclusive. So but moving past molestation.
Now past the kid touching.
Can
I get to the sex tip of the day?
Yes.
I want you to finish your statement, but after
I'm an asshole, so I'm gonna always make something funny out of dark light situation.
If you listen to my show, you be like, bro, you dark as shit. Because like, I can't. The things that make me laugh, like, I have to laugh because it's crazy. Because I'm still here. Like, can't shit take me out? Like, that shit is funny sometimes, and I'm not saying it's okay. But I have cried plenty of times. Now, if I wasn't crying and I was just laughing, okay. But I have cried a lot of things. But also, like, our stories make us different. They make us unique. And I really wouldn't do it another way, because the way that how loud I am, I make sure that that shit don't happen to other people. Or either I tell them like, hey, this is what I did to get out of that and stuff like that. Versus sometimes when things happen to other people, they don't have the voice. And so knowing that something happened to me and I'm able to do something with it, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to go back and change it necessarily. Like, then everything wouldn't be what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but moving past the molestation.
Not to silence you.
No. We gotta get the juices going back. So the sex tip of the day is because we pay homage to Sexual Essentials. Sexual Essentials is my company. It's a hands-on sex education company. Mm-hmm. You guys can find all the classes, teachings, that's mouth mask class, dick riding, all that shit on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Subscribe right.
That's where the button pop up. Yeah. Right? You know what to do, right? So I want to talk about what's something that you wish that you learned earlier about sex. Like, what's really the cheat code? Give me your cheat code. Like, now from this age, all the life that you done lived, what is your cheat code? Give everybody a cheat code that you learned, you wish you learned earlier.
Cheat code I wish I would have learned earlier. Damn. Be confident.
You know,
be confident. Like, now I'm confident. Like, you know, like, I tell, like, like, I tell any girl who, like, before I'm in a relationship, I tell any girl.
Disclaimer.
I'll tell any girl, look, big or small, you sucking whatever come out of these draws. So, we here now. So, it's like, hey, it's whatever. But, like, you know what I'm saying? With their consent, of course. But, yeah. But, like, just be more confident. You know what I'm saying? Another advice is another advice, don't fuck these for my young niggas. Don't fuck these hoes like you love them. Some of these young niggas be fucking these hoes. Some women like they love them, which make them crazy.
You want to know how I feel about that?
How you feel about that?
Nah, fuck me like you love me.
See, but that's the thing.
If she can't handle it, that's a personal problem.
But I'm just saying, like,
don't give me no less than. Don't give me no subpar.
You gotta get them 50-70. You got to. That's one thing I learned. You can't pull out your tricks all in one night.
Fuck you. No. No,
I'm saying you can't do.
You know this was. Listen to me.
Listen to me.
That is not true.
You can do that to a girl that you want to like impress, and yeah, like, you know what I'm saying.
No,
but you don't do that to no randoms. You don't do that to randoms.
You know how, okay.
Because that's how you keep people, you know what I'm saying? You got to do enough to make them come and make them, okay, that was
good dick. At least you're talking about orgasm.
Yeah, like that was some good dick, you know, but not like, no, oh my God, he came out from the ceiling. He did this, whoop de whoop de whoop. He ate it from the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, just, you know, just do your job. Make sure she get her nut off. Make sure you get your nut off. No extra shit. 50-70. That's one thing I learned, because I did the extreme. I'm promise you.
Y'all don't want crazy.
I did the extreme and went crazy.
I feel like, I told my homeboy James this. I said, I wish men had more boundaries around who they get a dick to. Because if y'all did, you wouldn't have to be like, okay, well, you get this much rations and you get this many rations. I don't want no ration of dick. I want 100% of the dick. Give me all the things. Like, y'all should be fucking women that have their emotions under control. They shit is wrecked. Because I let you talk all that crazy shit about giving 50-70. This my turn.
Okay, your turn.
He put his hands up. I feel like if men had better boundaries around realizing, and call me crazy, but realizing that you are a prize. Mm-hmm. Not to call it sassy or none of that. Don't, and I'm not, I have a son, so you can't be like, niggas walk around here acting like they the prize. Well, whoever's in that body, they is the prize. So don't be fucking no bitch that don't deserve good dick. If she can't handle good dick, if she ain't gonna go, if she go crazy,
listen,
she don't deserve
it. Listen to me, that's why I said my young dudes. My young brothers, my young men, my young niggas. Like, because let me tell you something. When you're a young and a man, you want to fuck anything.
Okay, fact. Okay.
Who ever been young and a black man before? Oh, wow. No judgment. But.
I didn't know what to do.
Like, but y'all, right? Like, I'm finna. Y'all, right? Now, when you was in your 18, 25, you will fuck anything. Anything, right?
He said he picky with that dude.
Anything. So you wouldn't fuck. So if a girl gave you attention, you wouldn't fuck it. Fuck her.
Attention ain't everything, but I get what he's doing. I ain't trying to derail your point.
No, he done been on the show before talking about like he just picky as fuck, but he like, no, that's fact.
Okay,
that's
you're what he's picky, saying. But do you, but would fact. You say you're an average man? Young man. Exactly. The average young man are having sex, which is, look, do what you got to do. All I'm saying is, I seen some shit. I witnessed some shit. I've been in some shit.
Believe me.
I'm telling you. Do not fuck these women. And it, like I said, it is different type of females. It's women, bitches, and hoes. Now if I say one of those three in this conversation,
okay,
and you feel triggered by it, then hey, a hit dog will holler. But just let you know. It is. Okay. And if it's not, then tell the other women to start calling these other women and bitches and hoes the same
as
thing.
As well.
So keep it consistent. So we're gonna keep it consistently. So, and I mean that in the most respectful way.
I'll be saying all kind of shit.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know. You gotta let the crowd know, like, hey, look, when I say these words, I'm not referring to just you. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're a woman, hey, I'm gonna treat you with the utmost respect. And some of these hoes know they're hoes. I'm just being real. Like, and some bitches know they're bitches.
From my perspective, what'd you
from
say?
My opinion. But yeah. So
okay, those are the things. For my young advice that you're giving.
So for my young men.
Okay.
Who out here having sex, don't fuck these women, hoes, or bitches like you love them.
All right.
And you know what that means.
I
like
know
whispering
what it
in the ear, like, girl, oh, you know.
You know what's so crazy though? Because as a as an adult, but also as a regulated woman, like mm-hmm. emotionally regulated, give me all the motherfucking things. Like, but, give me. And I'm talking about just from here. I'm not talking about that. I'm not arguing your point anymore. I'm just saying, like, for real, for like at this point, I do understand. Make sure that woman understands the difference between like what we're doing nasty wise mm-hmm. and what we're doing sexually has nothing to do with the other things. And that's twofold, because also I'm not saying like, I'm not judging us based off the sexual experience, whether it's for good or for bad. Yeah. Like, I don't think you a hoe because we fucking.
Yeah.
But also, that don't mean that we in love because I'm fucking you good either. That's a two-way street. So
let me retort to that. So let me tell you, I believe in a woman can have sex on the first night and not be a hoe.
Absolutely. And I got married off sex on the first night.
Let me tell you something. I'm 30 plus. So, go ahead, tell us. So I'm just be real. Like, I know I look like 25, but I'm 30. Really young. I'm 32, about to be 33 next year. Jesus year. So with that being said, you know, like now it's like, okay, I have to, you know, but I gotta make sure I'm more choosy who I have sex with. Now.
Absolutely. And that you comes with time. Like, I ain't gonna take nobody whole phase away from
it. Yeah, that comes with time.
Your advice, because I said, give advice to your younger self, and that's what you did.
Yeah,
because
my whole phase, because my younger self, I didn't have a whole phase. I had my whole phase from 29 to 31.
Okay.
So I had my whole phase then, but it was late. Yeah. The hoe was hoeing. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but everybody should go. Men and women should go through their whole phase, because they realize, like, hey, this is not what I want. This is not what I do. You know what I'm saying? But in my opinion,
that's the advice.
And this is my opinion that I don't care.
You good.
A woman who have sex a lot know how to have sex. Cause some women.
A little mileage is good.
Let me tell you something. I love cougars. I love older women. You know what I'm saying?
They know exactly what they want to do.
And they know when shit goes bad. They know, okay. Like, you know, like,
and they can bring it back.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
They talk to you nice, like, it's okay, baby.
And do that little laugh, or you talk about something different.
The next thing you know, your dick hard, and you was like, wait, I thought we wouldn't do it no more. Yeah. It's all right.
And do that little one hand on the back. they good at that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, and it's just some older women, but some younger women don't know how to. You know what I'm saying? They just want
to
get
really be affectionate to a man and like really break him and down. And then some out his soft side.
And some do, some don't. But I'm just saying, like, some don't.
They don't do the back thing
no more.
Okay.
Or rubbing. You know what I'm saying? They just like.
They don't rub the back of your neck like that little thing. That little thing.
But yeah, so that's what I said. My advice to my younger self.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
You didn't ask my body count, but okay.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it's an irrelevant question. I don't be giving a fuck about that shit.
You don't care about body count?
I'm so sexually free that I care about people doing something they truly choose to do. Mm-hmm. If that's something you really desire to do, then good. But if you having a whole bunch of sex because you feel obligated to, like, that you feel like you can't say no, or they're gonna be like, you gay or whatever.
The thing was, right, when I was doing my whole phase, see, that's when I stopped, when I was doing it for sport.
Yeah.
I was doing it for, like, it wasn't even like
just to be used.
It wasn't even feeding my soul. It was feeding my ego. Yeah. So when I realized that, it was just like, let me slow down.
Yeah. Because like a lot of, you see, women will go jump through hoops to get a man. So it's like, you guys are valuable. And don't let these conversations that the internet be having be making y'all think that you, like, I love black men. Mm-hmm. I know that y'all need more love and care and support. Like, I know that. Mm-hmm. I also know it's a whole bunch of fuck niggas out here. But, you know, like you said, a hit dog holler. If you're not a fuck nigga, then I'm not talking about you. Yeah. I'm not talking to you. But that's why I think it's important for me to have more conversations, even though it's not where I'm most comfortable, like, sitting down with the men. Because, like, you know, you don't vibe with them saying, like, when you, just like if you sat down here with a guy, y'all probably be, like,
no, I'm same all around. But so. So, like, I'll give you the same thing. It'll just be like, yeah, like, I'm not holding back. I'm giving you 100%.
All of you. Well, before we let you get up out of here, I want to make sure we leave the folks with a spiritual tip of the day. Mm-hmm. The spiritual tip of the day is pretty much just breaking down spirituality as a whole, which encompasses religion and crystals and, you know, prayer and meditation and all these crazy things, because a lot of people, like, you know, bypass it. And I think it's just because once you start healing and growing, you kind of start learning new words and like energy mm-hmm. and things like that. And people don't really know what the fuck they mean. And so they're not really jumping on the bandwagon, or gotcha. they only see the commercialized version of these mm-hmm. things. And so, or whatever. So the spiritual tip of the day is actually coming from you. Because you made a post and it says, so many people ask, what now after I got baptized? But here it is. I'm still going to post content that I want to post and that y'all love. This is my journey. I've given up bad habits that were personally holding me back, such as alcohol, porn, drugs, and learning to forgive. I'm still going to work with who I want to work with. I will never judge someone for anything they're doing. At the end of the day, don't judge me or the people I work with. That's not your job. That's God's job. Yeah. And I just want to leave the folks with... the I want to know two things. One, I want you to tell the people what when you made your Instagram page for Robbie World, what it originally was supposed to be. And I also want you to tell us about your baptism. I want to know why you got baptized and what has changed for you, because spirituality and religion look different for every single person. And I think all of those things are valid. And I know that you have a change. So it's not for everybody else. I just want you to tell us.
All right. I'm going to tell you. So Robbie World, I started off doing film. So my film company was called called Third World Studios, because I'm Robert Dean III. So I said, okay, I need to change my Instagram name to Rob Third World so I can do that. So it's Rob Three Eyes World. So as I'm creating content, skits and stuff like that, they'll be like in the live, they'll be like, oh, Robbie, or they'll call me Robbie. I'm like, nah, it's Rob Third World. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then I literally put a poll, you know, the poll on Instagram. I'm like, do y'all like Rob Third World better or Robbie World better? And then everybody was like, Robbie World. And I was like, okay, let's roll with it.
Adaptable.
You gotta be adaptable.
So it wasn't even supposed to be Robbie's World.
It wasn't supposed to be Robbie World.
Okay.
That's why I just, like, when people call me Rob, just call me Rob.
Okay.
So, so when I got baptized for many reasons. One, because I've been getting closer to God ever since during the pandemic.
Okay.
So I picked up the Bible. I started reading it. And just getting close with my God, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. And I always wanted to get baptized because I never got baptized as a kid. And, you know, growing up in, like, you know, growing up.
Religion is important.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. In the family. And like I tell people, religion is always going to be man-made. What isn't man-made is church. Church is always in the heart. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, whatever you believe in, just make sure you just believe in something. In my opinion, and this is my opinion, if you believe in something good. If you criticize for what I believe in, okay, cool. I'm still going to believe in them.
Yeah,
I'm still
going to believe in Jesus. You ain't hurting people.
I ain't doing nothing. But I'm not going to inflict. Like, and there's one thing, too. I don't do that. Oh, you don't believe in Jesus? Oh, no. Like, no, I'll tell you, okay, who you believe in, Rob? Jesus Christ. That is my Savior. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna judge you or not like gonna be like, oh, nah. Now, if you disrespect now, it's like, hey, look, I gotta show you these holy hands. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, you know, but if it's just like, you know, like, I personally don't believe in, I'm like, okay, cool. Well,
everybody's journey different.
Yeah, everybody's journey different. Everybody's not made the same. So, I got baptized because that was one of the things that I wanted to do with my Auntie Mary before she passed. So, and it was just like a sign. Cause I didn't want to post it. I wanted to keep it private. But one of my friends said, like, no, you need to show people that, you know, you're close to God, you know, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I was like, all right, cool. And then throughout the negative comments, like, you see people that be like, damn, this is so brave. Like, I want to do this. Like, people I would never expect to even believe in Jesus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, cool. Like, and then they even asked me, like, bro, can you come to my baptism? I'm like, yeah. Like, I look at it as a big deal, but I didn't think it was, like, a big deal. Like, people made it seem like it was, like, a fucking birthday party or something, which it kind of was. But, like, you know, they was expecting, like, they treated it like it was sparklers and alcohol. I'm like, you know, I'm getting closer to God, which is a
turn up, my nigga.
Yeah, like, which is a beautiful thing, but what people get the misperspective is, like, I tell people, I'm Christian, not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep going through this. So the type of content I make, compared to what I used to make, compared to before I, like, got closer to God, before I really was like, about religion, look up those 2017 Robbie World, where ass, titties, pussy out, everything, didn't give a fuck, didn't, like, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now it's more like, okay, like, I gotta go to heaven one day, so let me just clean it up. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's my journey. And then the people who I work with, let's just call a spade. I work with people that's in adult entertainment. People don't understand is like, and that's one thing I hate when people give respect about the, adult entertainment. Some of my closest friends are in the adult world, and they sort of most down to earth people. They the most
empathetic.
They the most like
most giving.
Most giving. Most like just like, but people judge them, and you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you know hoes be hoes. I got some friends that are hoes, but I got some friends that just, hey, look, this is just a job. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like
people, they desire to do it.
Yeah, like people think that some sex, the new term is sex workers.
Yeah, sex workers, because it covers so many things.
Yeah, so sex workers, right? They just want to be like, they think they horny all the time. They talk about sex all the time. I look at it like this: like, would you ask a McDonald's employee that cook fries and burgers all day to make you a burger at home? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look.
Get off.
But I'm just saying. That's how like you got to look at it. Like they do this for work. They do this for money. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it may be bad. It may be wrong. But I respect the hustle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think everybody deserves respect, and I think that's honorable. Like, my first company is coming from sex work now. I'm on the sex education side, but I work with a whole bunch of people that do sell whatever. But it's very difficult in this world because everybody just puts sex under a rock or everything's bad. But at the end of the day, y'all watching that shit so clearly, it's not. Y'all not just being authentic. But I couldn't have us leave today without...
Talking about that. Everybody want to know, like... my take on that. And like I tell people, like, look, I'm going through my journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, like, let me go through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't be curating your life. I curate this content. That's worry about that.
like, worry about my content. Like, if my content asks, then, you know, tell me whoop de whoop de whoop. But, you know, I'm creating content. I'm working with people who I want to work with. I'm working with dope spirits. I'm working with dope individuals. I'm creating every day. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Cause it's like, it's some people that's been in Christianity that like one thing I don't like is when people like it's two types of people that came up when I got baptized. It was the people that was like, oh man, you can't hang out no more. You can't do this. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't like hanging out, but you know, I'm not going to judge you for doing what you're doing. Like, oh, I can't have weed around. Like, no, I'm not going to smoke it, but do you, you know what I'm saying? No, like I tell people, like, I'm not the one going to hell. Like, but that's me joking.
The devil's lettuce.
That's me joking. But you know what I'm saying? It's just like, and then there's the other people like, oh, you should do this. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm on this journey where I'm trying to learn, while I'm just now loving myself. I'm just now loving like what I'm doing. I'm loving my team. I'm loving my family. I just wanted to show you that I praise God for that. Cause anything that I do good, that's not for me.
It's not true.
That's God. You know what I'm saying? I strongly believe that. So when people say, oh, you post this, do this, but you don't see what I don't post. This is entertainment for entertainment purposes. You know how many Christians do sex scenes for fucking Hollywood or some shit?
Yeah.
Or for Tubi now? You know what I'm saying?
Tubi?
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you got to look at it like that. Like, it's like, yo, like, I understand what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. Maybe I don't understand what I'm doing. Maybe I'm just on this journey.
It's on your journey. And you're not supposed to know all of it right now. But I just wanted to do my part on making sure that, you know, a different side of your story and some of the things that you don't post are told. And so I'm just grateful that you came out today. And I appreciate the supporting, you know, Tiffany the other day and being on her show and helping us push that out. And you turning right back around and, sitting and listening to us talk about orgasms and all that stuff. So
yeah, they were talking about orgasms. I don't know what episode that was.
You know, whatever episode that is, they talk about orgasms. 30 minutes.
I thought I was gonna get that episode, but I guess I didn't. So it's cool.
Yours was healing.
Yeah, mine was healing.
But I think that you are a light, and I love your smile. I do. I love your smile. And I could definitely feel the energy, and I'm very proud of you, and I'm happy for you. And you know, call us if you need us anytime. And thank you for coming out. So please tell the folks where they can find you and support you.
You can follow me on everything ROB3Eyes World. Every day is Friday. I'll show on everything.
I'm gonna come on there and cut up.
Come on there. Now, we ain't gonna talk about healing shit.
Okay. I'm gonna bring the coochies. I'm gonna bring like the coochies and stuff so I can show y'all some stuff. Show y'all the masturbation squirting class.
See, thing is, I stopped masturbating. Sometimes, that's I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes.
That's for you. Yeah. We can give the masturbation class for the ladies.
I don't know. I feel like we gotta end it now. We can't talk about it. No. Okay.
You wanna come back and do the sex show? We have an entire sex show.
Yeah, we can do the sex show.
I'm so glad that you want to keep it going. I feel honored.
Yeah, like, because I like to talk. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, also it takes me in a while to warm up. And then they get comfortable. And like, all right, show's over.
You know, it's like, show's over. Like, damn. All right.
You know what that tells you, though? You want to do more of these kind of conversations, too. You know, you can always come back.
All right, for sure.
Yes, you want to come back and talk about you want your sex episode.
I want my sex episode.
I'll give you a sex episode. That's on word. Everybody hear it now, okay? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If there are any other men that you guys want me to interview and talk to, please make sure you send them to me. I want to do better about not shying away from those conversations because what you guys have to say should be heard. Mm-hmm. And so I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure that you subscribe to the Patreon below. It supports the creatives that make this show possible. And I will see y'all next week. Bye. Thank you so much for making it to the end of this episode. Thank you for keeping an open mind and joining me in creating a safe place for others to share their truth. Make sure that you're following Not Just Another Sex Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. But also, if you want to keep the conversation going, make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Not Just Another Sex Pod, as well as sexual.essentials. Don't forget to sign up to my Patreon. The link is in the description of this episode. Not only do you get access to my personal life through my close friends and things like that, but I also have almost 300 classes, workshops, private group chats, hands-on demonstrations, interviews, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want more from me, then that's absolutely where you need to be. If you would like to support this podcast, make sure that you rate and review, and make sure that you share this episode with your family and friends. I'll see you next week.